Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. You must speak my words to them, whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious people. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Ezekiel's call, digest and share the word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have I got a job for you? Does that get you excited or a little nervous? What if they say, I've got a great job for you. Go over there and tell that group of kids that recess is over. They need to come inside right now. They won't be happy and might even yell at you. But it's okay. Tell them anyway. Thanks for helping. Is your answer going to be, sure, happy to help? Or will it be, you've got to be kidding. No thanks. Ezekiel was someone God picked for an important job. God wanted him to deliver a message. The people he was to speak with were all descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is a big deal. It means that these were people chosen by God. They knew a lot about God. However, God paints a pretty tough picture about them. He calls them stubborn and rebellious. God wanted Ezekiel to be ready for the fact that the people were likely not going to be excited to hear what God has to say about them. Ezekiel was to tell them that they were sinning against God, not an easy message at all. Ezekiel was not to stop speaking God's message, even if the people refused to listen to it. How about you? Did you know that God asks you to do the same thing as Ezekiel? He sends you as one of his special people who tell others about Jesus. You don't have to go to a faraway place. You don't have to get up in front of a large group of people. You simply get to talk about Jesus and all he's done for you and for others in your everyday life. God doesn't ask you to actually eat his word like he told Ezekiel to eat the scroll, but he was encouraging Ezekiel and you to read and listen to God's word as food for your soul, just as you need food for your body. Even if God's message doesn't taste pleasant at the moment, it is meant to help us. Sometimes unpleasant things remind us of God's sweet promises of grace, forgiveness, heaven, and that he is right there with us every day. The next time you see something unpleasant to eat on your plate, remember Ezekiel and the untasty message God wanted him to eat and share with his people. We ask for courage in prayer. Dear God, give me faith and courage to speak about you, even when I think others might reject what I say. Bless my efforts to tell and tell and tell about you. In your name I pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.